Malaysian suspect arrested for card recording at Marina Bay Sands. Singapore continues its relentless crackdown on illegal gambling within its borders, targeting both local and international criminals involved in illicit activities. In the latest move, a 45-year-old Malaysian man suspected of being part of an international criminal syndicate has been apprehended. The individual is believed to have recorded cards dealt during a baccarat game hosted at Marina Bay Sands, one of Singapore's regulated land-based casinos. The Singapore police, in coordination with the Royal Malaysia Police, have provided details about the suspect, who is connected to an ongoing investigation conducted by the Casino Crime Investigation Branch of the Criminal Investigation Department. Prior to this arrest, the department had targeted a 27-year-old Taiwanese man and a 35-year-old Malaysian man, both of whom have been charged as members of a criminal syndicate. The police seized over $520,000 worth of casino chips, cash, and a mobile phone from their possession. The most recent suspect was apprehended on Thursday, June 8, with the assistance of the Royal Malaysia Police. After being brought back to Singapore, the man was charged in court the following day, with conspiracy to use prohibited items under Section 171(1) for gambling purposes. If found guilty, the 45-year-old suspect could face a maximum sentence of 7 years in prison, a fine of up to $111,000, or both. Singapore's recent reforms in its penal code regarding casino and gambling offenses have resulted in stricter penalties for organizers of illegal gambling activities compared to participants. The Singapore Police Force emphasizes its commitment to taking decisive action against criminal activities related to gambling. They have actively participated in numerous investigations, including a recent large-scale probe involving 89 individuals suspected of involvement in illegal horse betting activities. In late May, the Singapore Police Force released details of the case, stating that 85 men and 4 women between the ages of 38 and 84 were potentially implicated. These individuals were arrested over a 10-day period from May 10 to May 20. Local media outlets, such as The Straits Times, reported on the case, and the police are currently processing the suspects. If convicted, they could face a fine of up to $7,400, a prison sentence of up to 6 months, or both. Singapore's unwavering determination to combat illegal gambling is evident in its recent arrest of a Malaysian suspect involved in recording cards at Marina Bay Sands. The collaboration between Singapore and Malaysia highlights the cross-border efforts to crack down on international criminal syndicates operating within the region. By taking a tough stance on organizers of illegal gambling activities, Singapore aims to deter such criminal behavior and safeguard its reputation as a responsible and regulated jurisdiction. The Singapore Police Force's continued vigilance underscores its commitment to upholding the law and maintaining a secure environment for its residents and visitors.